He's the 30th Premier of our great state and Rockingham's favourite son. Please welcome Mark McGowan.
Good morning to you, Premier.
Good morning. Great to talk to you.
You too. Well, I've got to go straight on to this because, look, as a bloke who's got young kids, and I'm sure this sort of comes with the territory, but it's disgusting to see. How are you and your family going, mate? Particularly referring to the fact that you've had threats made against you guys. It's shocking.
Oh, yeah, we're okay. Look, some people have been pretty full on in the sorts of stuff they've done and said, but it's fine. My family's good and I'm good and we're well supported.
Great.
That's good to hear. We thought also, too, we were worried that it might be just a way of you being able to move to Mount Lawley, that house you were looking at, and nobody noticed. It was your way of getting out of Rockingham without having to tell anyone.
No. Rockingham's a wonderful place. You know, I've lived in Rockingham most of my life, so by far the majority of my life I've lived in Rockingham. So, you know, I'm very happy in Rockingham, but I'll just... You know, people sort of have worked out where I live because it was all published and my phone number was all published by these anti-vax people. So, yeah, it's been pretty full on, but no, we're good.
Premier, is that unusual, though? Because as the Premier and as somebody who is, you know, such a bloke that is just around the state, particularly the last couple of years with what we've been going through, is it an unusual thing for people to know your number and, well, in particular, I guess, your home address?
Yeah, it is. It's very unusual. So it was published by some of the anti-vax activists. And then I was bombarded by phone calls and I can't quite use the language they were using. But obviously all of that went on for a while. That's very unusual. I haven't heard of that happening before.
Now, Premier, we long for the days where you used to come in and sing stupid songs with us, but COVID has, of course...
Oh, everyone longs for that.
Yeah, taken our lives over for the last 2 years.
They were the good old days.
Weren't they? Yeah, remember them well.
Oh, they were. I talk about it regularly. I'll talk about it with my grandchildren, those great songs.
Oh, the times I was there with Matt Dictinsky and the Mix Crew. So where are we at? How are we looking for opening up our borders? There's talk about Christmas. I know everyone's so keen to get back to some sense of normality.
Just a couple of things. Firstly, our borders are open with Queensland, Northern Territory, South Australia and Tasmania as we speak. So you can go to any of those places and return as you like. Mm-hmm. That's fine. And there's no quarantine or anything like that. It's just New South Wales and Victoria. So what we've said is when we get to very high levels of vaccination, we'll set a date to open the borders with New South Wales and Victoria. But what other states are doing is opening up before Christmas and then putting in place various restrictions and the potential for lockdowns over Christmas. So I'm pretty keen not to do that. So, I mean, you know, we've got a bit of a different approach. It'll all be over sometime in the first half of next year, we expect. People will be able to go back to New South Wales and Victoria then. I realise it's a bit difficult. It's difficult for me. You know, my family lives in New South Wales, but I do. I'd rather just have a normal Christmas because we actually have a normal society here, and avoid some of the trouble they're having over East, in particular the potential for lockdowns.
Premier, the louder argument that we're hearing, I guess, is from people who are vaccinated, who are double vaxxed, saying, well, why don't we just open up? We've done the right thing. Those who aren't going to get vaccinated likely won't from this point on, and those who are have already got it. So why don't we just open up and live with it? Do you think that that is of concern to our hospital system?
Well, so I think it's of concern to everyone. So our vaccination rate goes up every day. So we do about 15,000 or so people, or 15,000 to 20,000 people every day. But we're still at about 60% of over 12s. So it's double vaxxed. So that's we've got to get that up to, you know, somewhere between 80 and 90, hopefully closer to 90 before we actually open up. And that, you said everyone who's vaccinated, who was going to get vaccinated, is vaccinated. That's actually not actually correct because more and more people get done every day, particularly those in the regions, those in lower socioeconomic areas, particularly the 12 to 18-year-olds. So we've just got to get these people vaccinated before such time as we do the opening up.
And Premier, we're seeing, you know, in the Northern Hemisphere, you know, highly vaccinated communities who, you know, opened up and wanted to get back to normal, and huge numbers of case numbers and indeed hospitalisations, even amongst highly vaccinated communities. Are our hospitals prepared for that? Are we prepared for that?
We are very prepared, and it will be very difficult. Once we get COVID, which at some point in time next year that will happen, it will be difficult. And we just got to, you know, accept that we're going to have to use various techniques in our hospitals, particularly unwinding elective surgery when necessary, to cope with these numbers. So that's what every state has done. That's what every community does to try and deal with these numbers. On the other point about getting back to normal, I just always say to people about getting back to normal, we are normal. Everything is normal here. If you go to Victoria, you know, retail in Victoria, if a retail shop wants to open, if it's a florist or a dress shop or whatever, they've got to take all their products and put them on the footpath. You're not actually allowed to go in the shop.
Right.
They've been closed for months on end. And if you want a shop, you walk down the footpath, you have a look at their products on the footpath, the poor buggers. And the other thing is, they've only just had kids to go back to school after, I think it's 3 or 4 months of kids at home. So, you know how we always sort of look at it and go, oh, you know, we can't, people say, I want to fly to Sydney right now. Well, over there, their life has been nothing like our life.
Sure.
And I just don't want to have the virus come in before such time as we have extremely high levels of vaccination. And I'd like us to have a normal Christmas without all the restrictions they've had.
Premier, if we do ever go into another lockdown and it, you know, has to go on for a little while, please don't call our opening Freedom Day. It just feels weird. I don't know what it is, but yeah, let's do away with that.
Those things are very odd.
Yes.
But anyway, in any event, and they always backfire because, you know, I never Freedom Day and then lots of people get sick and some die. So all I do is say that we have been free. Let's just get through this, get to high levels of vaccinated. Please go and get vaccinated, and eventually we'll be able to travel east and travel overseas.
Cool. Premier, nice to chat to you. Just before we let you go, really quickly, I know you haven't really been checking your phone lately because of what's happened, but if you could get back to my text message about when that Warburgers is opening in Rockingham, that'd be great. I sent it a couple of days ago. So
right, yeah, I'll look at that one.
Thanks.
You know, there's you got a new number now,
Taco.
Oh, right.
Taco Bell opened in Midland.
Yes.
Apparently, there's lines of cars.
Yeah.
I lived on Taco Bell when I went to America some time ago.
Oh, there you go. There's our headline.
And in when I was in my 20s,
yeah, I lived on it. My brother and I we backpacked around America when I was in my 20s. And we lived on Taco Bell, so I haven't eaten it since, so I have to go and try it out.
Kebab stores are going to be so upset right now. mate, good to catch up with you, Premier. Take care.
Thanks very much. See ya.